Hello, everybody. If you are looking to better yourself and better your business and better your life in general, you have found the right podcast. Welcome to episode one of This Baker Life. Tantrums walking us in. Here we go. It is This Baker Life. It is episode one, and we are really excited to have you here because there's lots of opportunity for us to help you. I'm Chris Baker. I am a personal coach and business coach. I have coached sales. I have coached people personally. I have coached, and I'm going to help you by sharing everything I know through this podcast, through coaching with you personally, if you so choose, through the use of our site, thisbakerlife.com. But you can also follow us all over the internet at This Baker Life on all of the socials. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and of course, YouTube. And we're even going to have our LinkedIn profile page up shortly. Welcome to episode one of the podcast. This podcast is directly built to help you be a better you. And there's so many people out there right now that have a life where they're just not satisfied, a life where maybe it's their career they're not satisfied with. Maybe it's a spouse you're not satisfied with. Maybe there's a relationship going on in general that you're not satisfied with. You might even not be satisfied with your children, and that's fine too, because we're not going to judge. We're not here to judge on this podcast. The guests we will have on in the future are not judging you either. This podcast is all about getting better in whatever area of life you choose. So let's get started, and we're going to talk a little bit today about how to start this process, because I think there's a lot of people out there listening who have something that they want to improve in their lives. There's probably not a single one of us out there that doesn't have something that they want to improve in their lives. But there are some basics that you really need to master that we talk about all the time on the personal life coaching course on thisbakerlife.com, but we'll talk about it here too because I think it's important. And if you want more detail on this, of course, go and take the course or engage me as your personal coach as well. I'm happy to do that. But what we want to talk today about is how you get up in the morning. And that might seem like a silly, menial, minor thing, but that's our topic today because it's a huge topic. How you get up in the morning absolutely and completely shapes your day entirely. And what I mean by that is how you get up, meaning how do you even just step out of bed, matters. Then what you do next matters. There's so many people that get up every day and don't make their beds. There's so many people that get up every day and aren't grateful for the things that they have in life. There's so many people that get up grumpy and angry. There's so many people that stub their toe, hit their knee, bounce off of walls, have kids jump on them, dogs jump on them, whatever it is. Maybe it's cats woke you up in the middle of the night at 5 a.m. And that's not okay. That is not the way to start a day where you're sitting here trying to make yourself a better person, trying to impact life even more, trying to be a new you. So let's start with the basics. The basics, of course, are the mornings, but we've got to go and circle back even further because one of the things that we do at night, the night before we wake up, is we often think about our past. And this is something I want you to actively stop doing. This is something that I think you need to change your mindset on. When you're going to bed at night and you're reflecting on your day and you're reflecting on your week and you're reflecting on your debts and you're reflecting on your work and the boss that yelled at you, you're setting up your next morning to fail. And that is a terrible thing to do to yourself, but it's also a terrible thing to do to the world around you. That's your spouse, that's your kids, that's your job, that's your world you're interacting with each and every single day. So at night, what we need to do, and the first thing that you need to do, is really try to focus on what went well in your day. I don't mind you focusing on the past, although there's some thoughts in our course about what we're talking about with the past and how the past doesn't and can't affect you today. But if you're going to do it, if you're going to have a reflection before you go to bed, the first thing you need to do is reflect on the positives of your day. And if you can't reflect on the positives of your day, reflect on the positives of your life. Reflect on what's going well. What is going well in your life? Is the kids' baseball team doing really well? Is your work going really well? Did you just get a promotion recently and you love your new job? Find the things that aren't bothering you in life before bed and then fall asleep. Stay off your phone. Stay off your phone before you go to bed because it sets you up for failure as well in the morning. So if you're going to be on your phone in the evening, which is fine, don't do it from your bed. Sit on the couch, do it in the kitchen, don't do it from your bed. When you get into your bed needs to be a sacred place for you to have personal time, whether that's with your spouse, whether that's you yourself, whether that's just personal reflection. You need to have that time in your bed, phone and device free. Once you've had that, you've set up already a great morning the next day. And you think, well, how is this helping me, Chris? This is not helping me to build a brand new life. And I'm here to tell you that, and you'll hear this throughout the podcast episodes each and every week, it's a building process. And we've just given you the first step, which is the night before your wake up, how to think, how to set your mind up for the rest of the night to sleep better, and how to set your mind up for the next morning. When you wake up in the morning, listen to, if you have been doing the course on thisbakerlife.com, listen to your gratitude. Find your gratitude. Find your three things that you're grateful for. And if you need to help reminding yourself, one of the things that you could possibly do and should do is as soon as your feet touch the ground as you roll out of bed, that should be your trigger to think of three things that you're grateful for. Three things that you're grateful for that you already have. I know you're trying to make a better life. I know you're trying to have that better career or that better relationship with your spouse or whatever it is. But you do have things that you should be grateful for. You do have things that are going right in your life. You do have things that already exist that are super positive. And positivity is going to be a huge thing for us throughout the podcast. If you're one of these people that can't be positive, this might be the difficult part for you, but it is an absolute necessity, and you need to get good at this. So the first thing you need to do is find the three things that you're grateful for. And when you find those three things that you're grateful for, you can't just say, I'm grateful for A, B, and C. That's great. You might say that, but you might not believe it, right? So if you are sitting there and A is your kids and you're grateful for your kids, but your kids just had a night of fighting last night. You know, they fought all night. You couldn't wait to get them to bed. They were driving you crazy. And then you wake up in the morning and say, I'm grateful for my kids. You might not be their mindset and belief-wise to really have that gratitude affect your life. You need to find what makes you grateful for your kids, and you need to feel it. Even if you have to go right back to the day they were born and that feeling you had when they were the moment they were born or the moment that they first gripped your finger, that's the feeling you need to have with all three of your gratitude items. Because gratitude can be felt. Gratitude can be felt throughout your life. And it is long lasting. It will last your whole day. That's why we're doing this first thing in the morning. That gratitude and that feeling and feeling good when you get up in the morning is something that will last your entire day. So when you're done listening to this podcast, that's your task for the entire week. Gratitude, and be grateful for three different things and really feel the belief that you are truly grateful for these things. Absolutely believe it and absolutely feel it. If you don't, this task is not going to work for you. So those are the big important pieces to the gratitude. Be grateful for things like your kids, your spouse, your home, your job, whatever it is, but truly feel the gratitude. Feel the day you got married to that spouse, not the fight you had last week. Feel the birth of your children, not them fighting last night. feel those good things. Think about those good things as you're saying you're grateful. And that's the biggest piece too. You need to say it out loud. You can't just put your feet down and have internal thought about what you're grateful for. Yes, thoughts become things, and I truly believe that as well, but it's also what you say out loud. It's also making your subconscious believe what you're grateful for as well, right? And the only way to do that is to truly believe it yourself, but also to truly feel it. And I believe that the best way to truly feel it is to say it out loud. So if you have a spouse beside you, have them do it too. Have them say what the three most grateful things they are for. Have them say theirs too. And they could be exactly the same. That's okay. Because even if you're sharing a great memory like the birth of a child, one spouse may come up with something better than the other to help you feel that gratitude. So do it together. If you're sitting here on this podcast and you're listening because you want to make a better relationship with your spouse, this is a huge first step. If you guys can do this, if you can get up and feel grateful together, then you have the ability to already start the very first day in making your relationship better. And I've seen this all the time. I've talked to people all the time. I've talked to a ton of people as part of coaching and guidance in life and even in business coaching. And one of the things in business coaching sometimes is actually improving your spouse's support of what you do for a living, what you do for a passion, and getting together and building a better relationship that way. This is a great way to do it. Being grateful together, even if the gratitude items are the same, you can feel it together and you can share memories together and make the feeling and belief even stronger. Once you do that, your morning is off to a great start. Your day is off to a positive start. It's off to a grateful start. You're believing in good things and you're believing in the good things you already have. So you have really started already in improving your life. The next thing you need to do is complete a task. And there's one easy one we all hate to do, but has to be done as your first task. And the reason that we have to do this task is because the sense of accomplishment when it begins at the very beginning of your day lasts the entire day. It will help you to accomplish other things throughout the day because you already accomplished this one thing. And that one thing is making your bed. It might seem silly. It might even seem ridiculous that making your bed is going to improve your life. But the reality is it absolutely is because it's the first successfully completed task of your day. And you're not scrambling to do it later. And you're not walking in the evening and going, oh, look at the pile of blankets on my bed. Setting yourself up for the bad reflection of the day. No, when you get into a crisp, made bed at the end of the day, it's much easier to reflect on the positive things that happen in your day. It's actual fact. So if your bed is not made, you're likely to get crawling into bed, grumpy about the bed not being made, and then talking internally about your horrible life and the horrible things that are going on, when they're really not horrible at all. I'm a firm believer that nothing is negative. Nothing in life is a negative. Everything in life is either a positive or it's a learning experience. And if that's the case, you need to find the places where you learn. If you're reflecting on your day at the end of the day and you feel like there were some negative things that happened during the day, well, then it's not negative. There were some learning things that happened during the day. And if you look at it that way and you think, what did I learn today? You know, my boss yelled at me. I learned that I can't talk to him or her like that. Or I learned they're not as supportive as I thought they were, so I'm going to do some research into how I can advance my career. Whatever it is, find the learning. What did you learn out of that experience that you can take with you into the next day? Because my last topic for you here today on this podcast is an important one. It's not dwelling on your past. And that is a really hard thing to do. It's really hard because we even do that, as we said at the beginning of the podcast, we even do that at the end of every day when we're reflecting in bed on how the day went and the negatives and positives and things that went on. You're really dwelling on the past. You're not dwelling on today. You're not dwelling on tomorrow. You're dwelling on the past. And so, well, I would encourage you to learn from the certain things that maybe happened during your day. What I would also do is say, Maybe the thoughts at the end of the day should be about current you, today's you, right? And so if it's about the past, make it only today's past. Don't make it 2 weeks ago. Don't dwell on something your spouse did 2 weeks ago. Don't dwell on the baseball that your kid threw through the window 4 weeks ago. That's old you. How you reacted to that situation is old you. That is not today's you. You've already started by listening to this podcast, so you've already worked on you already today in a positive way. You need to continue that. And so if you're going to reflect on the past, reflect on the 24 hours prior and nothing more. And if you're going to do that, reflect on how it's going to affect tomorrow. How is it going to affect the next 10 minutes before you fall asleep in the day? What is it going to affect? Well, now I know that I've learned this, this, and this. And these three great things happened to me today, and I love that. And now that affects the next 10 minutes as you fall asleep, because now you're in a mindset where you can wake up positive, you can wake up fresh and ready to take on your future day, and not just your future day, your entire future, right? You listen to this podcast because you have decided to take the leap and make your life better. And that's what this is all about. If you're going to do that, you need to commit to that. You need to continue to listen to this. You need to work on yourself. You need to be positive before you go to bed. Reflect on only the past 24 hours, because again, that's past you. That's not today you, and it's not tomorrow you. And you need to worry about today and tomorrow you the most. You don't need to worry about yesterday you that you can't go back and talk to. So find those things where you learned today. Find those things that were great today. And then move on. Move on and figure out how it's going to affect your next 10 minutes, 2 hours, 10 hours, 3 weeks, 5 weeks, 4 months, and a year. And we will work on that together. It's not easy. I will promise you that if you have the habit now of looking at the negative over the last 3, 4, 5 weeks, looking at your life in a negative way, whether that's your health, your happiness, your career, your marriage, your home, your kids, whatever it is you're seeing as a negative and you've consistently seen as a negative over the past number of weeks, months, and years, it's hard to get out of that process. I'm here with you. I'm going to help you do that. But I think it's really important for you to start this way. And it seems like today's topic is so basic, but it's not. Once you've started day one of your three grateful things, once you've started day one of your going to bed in a positive mindset, you're going to really see the difference. You're going to see the difference almost instantly. But again, the caveat to that is you've got to believe it and you've got to feel it. You've got to feel it in your heart, in your soul. If you're grateful for those kids, you find out how grateful you are by remembering the positive things that have happened in those kids' lives, even if you have to revert all the way back to the day they were born. If it's a relationship you're trying to be grateful for, revert back to the marriage, revert back to the day you met, revert back to the best date you ever have, revert back to the best trip you ever took together, and feel that feeling. To feel grateful about a spouse you just fought with 2 hours ago, you're just not going to feel it. You're not going to feel it. And you need to feel it for this to work. Because if you set up your day in a state of gratitude where you are thankful truly for something, you're feeling it. It's the way you feel. It's the way you believe. You have it out here and you've put it out in the universe and you've made yourself the most grateful person you can be to start off your day. Then you're doing it right, and you will feel that the rest of the day. And that's your first step. I know you have specifics. I know you want to make more money, pay off your debts, do different things, improve your relationship, avoid divorce, get a better job, do the things that you want to do, get a promotion. That's all fine, and we're going to get you there. But what you really need to do first is feel the gratitude, and I promise you, it's going to work. So for the next 7 days, before episode 2 of This Baker Life, I want you to spend your time working on this. And if you don't get it perfect day one, don't get frustrated. Day 2 is a new day. Okay? And day 3 is a new day. And day 4 is a new day, because you going forward is a new person every single day. And you are building this person. And you are starting from scratch. You might have had 38 years. You might have had 60 years already. But you can build a new person every single day. And you're going to start doing that with us here on this podcast. You'll also do it if you join us on thisbakerlife.com. There's a great life course on there that you can take. There is also the ability to do personal coaching with me. I would love to do that with you. And we can help you get there personally and work throughout your life on how to get there. We are live everywhere. We have videos on YouTube at This Baker Life. We've got videos on Facebook with our Facebook page, which is also at This Baker Life. We've got at This Baker Life on Twitter and Instagram as well. So please follow us across all social media platforms, subscribe to our YouTube page, and join us on thisbakerlife.com. We want to make you the best you can possibly be, and we're going to do that through a lot of different platforms in a lot of different ways, because we're going to work hard at this, and we're going to work hard at this together. Because the old cliche says teamwork makes the dream work. You're not alone in this. You're not alone. And I just want to finish on that. No matter what the issue is, no matter what you're feeling, whether it's health, whether it's mental stress, whether it's depression, whether it's work-related stress, whether it's marriage-related stress, whatever it is you're feeling, I can promise you there's 38,000 listeners out there who are feeling the exact same way. We're all in this together. And you know, we laugh at teamwork makes the dream work, but the reality is if you have people to do this with, if you can do this with me in personal coaching, if you can do this with friends and family, if you can do this just by listening to this podcast or watching some of our videos, taking our online course, doing those types of things, you can do this together and you can do this and you will do this. And we're going to start by tomorrow being grateful for three things as soon as you step out of bed. Well, we're actually going to start with tonight, aren't we? We're going to start tonight. You're going to think about the last 24 hours only, and you're going to think about the good things that happened today and the learning things, not the negative things, the learning things. You're going to start with that. Then tomorrow morning, you're going to wake up, you're going to put your feet on the floor, and you're going to name three things you're grateful for, but you're going to feel it, and you're going to believe it, and you're going to think of things with those three great gratitude items that make you feel grateful for those things. Not the screaming baby all night. The day that baby was born. You're going to make sure you feel that gratitude. Then you're going to make your bed. You need to make one task that is complete, and that easiest one to do is make your bed. Do that, and you've completed a task to start your day. That's it. That's your assignment for the entire week. We'll see you again on episode 2. Like I said, go follow us on all of our socials and join us at thisbakerlife.com. Until next week, we'll see you. Be a better you.